EPA releases natural gas regulatory roadmap in an effort to advance President Bush's commitment to solving the nation's energy supply challenges. EPA released the Liquefied Natural Gas Regulatory Roadmap. The roadmap offers guidance to industry on maintaining high environmental standards while new LNG facilities are being built. The roadmap will serve as an aid to industry to ensure a clear understanding of the environmental obligations that EPA is required to enforce. These requirements will provide greater regulatory certainty during the construction and operation of LNG facilities, both onshore and offshore. AQS offers independent product testing for air cleaner effectiveness, safety. According to a new report from Air Quality Sciences, no matter the type or size of the building, air cleaning alone won't do the trick. Also, not all air cleaners, purifiers, are alike. According to the AQS report, clearing the air on indoor air cleaners, purifiers, first and foremost, you need to control the sources of indoor pollutants. Experts agree, however, that although source control is the only completely effective way to remove pollutants from indoor environments, getting rid of all contaminants often is not feasible or practical, which is why you also need good ventilation and air cleaning. Using products that emit low levels of indoor pollutants, such as volatile organic compounds, is a great start as it strengthens the ability of ventilation and air cleaning to dilute and remove indoor air pollutants, the report said. OSHA program targets high-hazard industries in Kansas. High-hazard industry workplaces in Kansas are the focus of a local emphasis program being conducted by OSHA's Wichita Air Area Office. Inspectors will focus on establishments with 10 or more employees that have not had a comprehensive OSHA inspection since 1995. Charles Adkins, CIH, OSHA Regional Administrator in Kansas City, explained that the local emphasis program supplements the national site-specific targeting program, which annually identifies workplaces throughout the United States with high rates of injuries and illness. Isaacson urges EPA to reject proposal to adopt more stringent air quality standards. U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson today urged the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to reject a proposal to revise and tighten air quality standards, citing the potential negative economic impact on Georgia communities that are working to meet the current standards. EPA faces a court-ordered deadline of September to update its air quality standards for microscopic soot pollution, and one option the agency is considering would make the standards stricter. Meanwhile, hundreds of counties across the country, including several in Georgia, have been working to meet a 2010 deadline to comply with the current air quality standards.